and eggs.
And ham. I do not
like them.
Sam.
I am. I do not
like green eggs.
And ham.
Would
you
like them
here
or there?
I would not
like them
here
or there.
I would not
like them
anywhere. I do not
like green eggs
and ham. I do not
like them.
Sam.
I
am.
Would you
like them
in
a house?
Would you
like them
with a
mouse?
I do not
like them
in
a house. I do not
like them
with a
mouse.
I do not
like them
here
or there.
I do not
like them
anywhere. I do not
like green eggs
and ham. I do not
like them.
Sam.
I
am.
Would you
eat them
in
a
box?
Would you
eat them
with a box? Not
in
a
box.
Not with a box. Not
in
a house. Not with a
mouse.
I would not
like them
here
or there.
I would not
like them
anywhere.
I would not
eat green eggs
and ham. I do not
like them.
Sam.
I
am.
Would you
could
you
in
a car
eat
them?
Eat them
here
they
are.
I would not
could not
in
a car.
You
may
like them.
You
will
see.
You
may
like them
in
a
tree.
I would not
in
a
tree.
I would not
could not
in
a
tree.
Not
in
a car.
You
let
me
be.
I do not
like them
in
a
box.
I do not
like them
with a
box.
I do not
like them
in
a house. I do not
like them
with a
mouse.
I do not
like them
here
or there.
I do not
like them
anywhere. I do not
like green eggs
and ham. I do not
like them.
Sam.
I
am.
Train
a
train
a
train
a
train.
Could
you
would you
on
a
train?
Not
on
a
train.
Not
in
a
creek.
Not
in
a car.
Sam,
let
me
be.
I would not
could not
in
a
box.
I could not
would
not
with
a
box.
I will
not
eat them
with
a
mouse.
I will
not
eat them
in
a house. I will
not
eat them
here
or there.
I will
not
eat them
anywhere. I do not
like them.
Sam.
I
am.
Say
in the dark.
Here
in the dark.
Would you
could
you
in
the dark?
I would not
could not
in
the
dark.
Would
you
could
you
in
the
rain?
I would not
could not
in
the
rain.
Not
in the dark.
Not
on
a
train.
Not
in
a car. Not
in
a
tree.
I do not
like them.
Sam.
You
see.
Not
in
a house. Not
in
a
box.
Not with a
mouse.
Not with
a
box.
I
will
not
eat them
here
or there.
I do not
like them
anywhere.
You
do not
like green eggs
and ham.
I
do not
like them.
Sam.
I
am.
Could
you
would you
with a
goat?
I would not
could
not
with
a
goat.
Would you
could
you
on
a
boat?
I could
not
would
not
a
boat.
I not
will
not
with
a
goat.
I
will
not
eat them
in
the rain.
I will not
eat them
on
the
train
not
in the dark.
Not
in
a
tree.
Not
in
a
car.
You
let
me
be.
I
do
not
like them.
A
box.
I
do
not
like them.
With
a
box.
I
will not
eat them
in a house.
Do
not
like them.
With
a
box. I do not
like them
here
or there.
I do not
like them
anywhere. I do not
like green eggs
and ham. I do not
like them.
Sam.
I
am.
You
do not
like them.
So
you
say
try them.
Try
them.
And
you may try
them.
And
you may
I
say Sam.
If
you
will
let
me
be,
I will
try
them.
You
will
see.
Say,
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 say.
I
like green eggs
and ham.
I do.
I
like them.
Sam.
I
am.
And
I
would
eat them
in
a
boat.
And
I
would
eat them
with
a
goat.
And
I
will
eat them
in
the
rain
and
in the dark.
And
on
a
train
and
in
a car
and
in
a
tree. They
are
so
good,
so
good.
You
see, so
I will
eat them
in
a
box.
And
I
will
eat them
with
a
box. And
I
will
eat them
in
a house. And
I
will
eat them
with
a
mouse.
And
I
I will
eat them
here
and there.
Say
I will
eat them
anywhere
I do
so,
like green eggs
and ham.
Thank you,
Sam.
I am.
It's the House of Pride Show with your host.
All right, good afternoon. This is your host, Wicked Turner, with another live show here at Radio Valencia. We have a great show for you today in episode 4. Our first guest is going to be Norma Jean Wright. Norma Jean Wright, coming right up at 12:15. That's right, you're listening to Chic, because Norma Jean Wright was one of the original members of Chic between the years of 1978 and 1979, and you're hearing her sing lead right here on their major hit.
Oh,
you.
Thank you.
Yay! It's the one and only Norma Jean Wright. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Oh, my God, doing great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, you're welcome. Well, this is the House of Pride Show. We are at a new location, folks, coming at you live from Radio Valencia here in the Mission in the great city of San Francisco. Norma Jean Wright is calling us from the great city of Manhattan, New York.
Yes, sir.
And how's it going?
It's cold here.
Yes, I bet it is. I heard from my sister on Long Island. Yeah, but, you know, it is winter almost.
It is. Yes. So.
Thanks again for joining us. We were just getting into playing really the deluxe versions of Chic's classic hits that you were involved in between the years of 1977 and 78, I believe. I got those years right of your active.
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah.
You did your homework.
A little
okay,
bit. But
all right.
Let me tell you, though, I've been around for a minute, Norma. So I was back in the day. I mean, I was young, but I was into those jams. Those are crossover hits. You got resonated on, of course, the dance charts where there are classic dance hits and R&B and crossing over to the Hot 100 on Billboard Pop Chart.
Yeah.
How exciting, huh?
Fortunate. Yes.
Would you say that was your intro into like the pop scene, the big time, or?
Oh, without a doubt. With Chic, absolutely. I mean, I was straight out of Ohio. I had moved from Ohio after graduating from Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been in Manhattan for probably like 6 or 7 months. And I mean, this happened so quickly because I moved to New York September of 76. And in 77, we released, I think that was the release of Chic.
Rapid,
first album.
Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire, honey.
What was your degree in?
My degree was liberal arts.
And did it take a fair amount of courage to move to New York, or did you have a lot of connections there?
No courage. Yeah, I guess maybe courage is the word for it. I just looked at it like I knew that I wanted to pursue a singing career. And the only reason I went to college, to tell you the truth, is because my dad just convinced me that I would need something possibly to fall back on. So he knew that
you were interested in having a career or.
Without a doubt, because I had been, you know, as a kid, you know, singing and out there with, you know, different local bands as, you know, growing up mm-hmm. in Ohio.
When did folks.
And my idea.
Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
Was straight from high school to go to New York.
Oh,
but that's what he convinced me. That's not a good idea. I think you may. So I did listen to him, and I'm happy that I did. It was coming into New York, and I knew that if I didn't make it, you know, in music, that I had a degree.
Exactly.
And, yeah. So
it happened so fast. I guess part of that is just luck being in the right place at the right time. What was the formula? Can you explain a little bit more?
You know, people say luck. I think that I was blessed, okay? Because
I'll buy that.
Things,
yeah.
Transpired. Like I met, I didn't really know but one person in New York, and it was someone that I went to high school with, and she had moved to New York, you know, maybe a couple of years or so prior to my move there. But she was pursuing modeling. But I saw her probably one or two times after moving here. But she introduced me to a young lady who is my best friend today.
Mm-hmm.
But her name was Lene Davis. And Lene had been working with Nile Rodgers, Bernard, in a local band in New York. I think the band may have been called Brown Sugar, Denzel Miller was in this band, but and these are all people that went on to become like really big in the music industry. But I met them. Lene introduced me. She was saying that, you know, Niall and Bernard, who are the founding fathers of Chic, they were looking for a female lead vocalist, and they were putting together this group. But then they had original music, and I met them and auditioned, and I got the gig.
You beat out the competition.
Ooh, yes, I did. I auditioned like two or three times with them. It was like, yeah.
Oh my God!
Pretty serious.
How bad did you want it? I really,
when I heard their music, well, my audition when I it was Tony on drums, Bernard bass, Niall guitar. I auditioned. It was the three of them. You know, just playing, and I auditioned for the three, and I could hear that there was something really special. Just the way they played, there was magic. And then after hearing some of the original songs that they, you know, Everybody Dance and Falling in Love with You, and I just felt like, wow, this is a real talented group of people here.
Absolutely. Where did you where did the audition take place? What part of Manhattan?
In mid-Manhattan. I guess they were, because at that time, there was a DJ by the name of Robert Drake that Niall and he were really good friends. And Robert had a studio, and it was in mid-Manhattan around somewhere in the 50s.
Okay, yeah.
And on the west side. Yeah.
Do you remember your first gig after you got the part of lead singer in Chic?
Our first gig was somewhere in Jersey, but I don't remember where.
That's going back. That's,
but I think it was, yeah, I can't.
That's not really a fair question, considering all the success.
I mean, if you asked me my first, well, you know, what was the big moment?
Yes.
You know, that I felt like, of course, American Bandstand. Soul Train and the Madison Square Garden, the Greek Theater out in, you know.
Yeah, those. And that happened relatively quickly, didn't it?
It did.
Oh, my God.
Really. And it was so much work. People were in the studios. It was just a lot of music being created, and it was a great great time.
I believe Dance, Dance, Dance came out before Everybody Dance.
Yes, it did.
And it was
Dance, Dance, Dance.
It's a classic, of course.
Yeah.
Reached worldwide, folks, if you don't know. Younger generations, you know, just in case you don't know that one, go check it out. I mean, it's a gorgeous 12-inch long version, just gorgeous, with that piano, you know, taking up the scene for a little while, changing intersections with other instruments. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. And then, of course, the vocals. Is this the first example of unison in Dance, 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 or were you the sole lead on this song?
No, on Dance, 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 actually, what they did was they recorded it. It was Luther Vandross, David Lasley, believe maybe Diva Gray, Robin Clark, Alpha Anderson, and it may have been some other voices. I hope I'm not forgetting anyone, but they recorded that song. That was the first song that I think that they recorded. My first song that I recorded with them was Everybody Dance.
Yes.
But then my voice was added to Dance, Dance, Dance after we got our deal with Atlantic. And so Niall and Bernard also, their voices was added to, you know, Dance, Dance, Dance and some of the other songs as well once we got our deal.
Yes. Now, Dance, Everybody Dance, I'm sorry, is interesting because you can hear more of your solo efforts and talents on that track. Whereas the other ones after that are really an example of that creation of unison.
They did more kind of group type choral things like on Good Times and, you know, as the group evolved. you know, because on the but Luther Vandross was there on a lot of the first, and maybe I think he was also on the second album, and then later Fonzie Thornton came in and Michelle Cobbs, you know,
yeah,
and they were a part of that sound as well as Lucy Alpha and. And again, Diva Gray was she's singing on with Alpha on
Your Friend,
La Freak, yeah. And yes, just and no, Diva Gray. Oh. Diva was also the vocalist in the group Change. These are singers.
Yes, Change. That's a great group too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Isn't that so cool? Like all of these people that later on became legends in their own right, or you guys were all hanging out, Luther Vandross, oh my God.
Yeah. what a great community of just our music community. A lot of talented individuals.
Young dreams about to take off and mm-hmm. taking off quickly to go to a major record deal within a year, you know.
And to have, and I think that a part of that happening so quickly is because of the clubs and the dance music, you know, and disco, you
yes.
know, and
yes. Yes, yes.
word of mouth, you know, like getting, if you play something in a club back then and they really loved it, they would play it and they would, you know, through word of mouth and the DJs, they would share it and it would get to the record label so quickly because there were so many record labels in Manhattan, in New York City. So,
yes. That famous story where Bernard and Niall turned away from Studio 54. I'm pretty sure you didn't have that experience.
The F off became yes. Freak out. Yes.
Were you with them that night or?
No, I wasn't. It was just, I think it was Niall and Bernard.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
But you know, that from that rejection came the classic La Freak.
So. Yeah.
that's what a true artist does, is take it out on it. Mm-hmm. Revenge. As art. What did your dad say after that? It blew up.
Oh my God, he was so ecstatic. But what's so funny is, you know, when I moved here, he was still like concerned, right? And then after, you know, with the first album on the radio, he's, that's my daughter, that's my baby. Yeah, he was very happy.
That's such a nice story. Do you remember the first time you heard, you know, Everybody Dance on the radio?
Oh, yes, I do. I remember hearing Everybody Dance and Dance, Dance, Dance. Frankie Crocker played it on WBLS, you know, and he was the DJ in New York City.
Ah, nice.
Frankie, he played it, and it was just, I was in a taxi.
I was going to ask you if you were in a car. It seems to be people are in a car.
And I heard it, and I'm like, yay!
Did you tell the taxi driver that? That's me.
I think I may have. Yes, that's... Yeah.
Oh, my God. Great story. What a great memory to have. So, you know, you were only in that group for a couple of years.
What transpired was after the Cheeks' first album was released, and it did so well, it went gold and then later platinum and whatever. But and then disco was like really on the rise, and the labels wanted a piece of, you know, this new sound, this new group, and so Niall and Bernard, their plan from the inception of Chic was they wanted to become these, you know, big producers. And so they had said, you know, they wanted to get a deal for me. Their plan was to also do that for some of the other folks, but it didn't turn out that way. But I ended up getting a deal on, it was housed under Warner Brothers and Atlantic Records, which is where Chic was signed. It was under the umbrella of Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so they signed me, and Niall and Bernard was involved with that, also our executive producers. But they they're the ones who got me this solo deal. And the whole plan was that I would stay on with them as lead vocalist and me do my album, which they produced. But it didn't turn out that way because Albert Grossman, who was the owner of, I was signed under Bearsville Warner Brothers. And there were some creative differences. Albert Grossman, who a lot of people that know the name, he managed Janis Joplin, Bob Dylan, and I mean, even on his label, I was the only dance artist over there. And his idea was to have me do more like kind of Southern soul, I guess that's what you would call it.
Okay.
After I got over there. And so I just got kind of lost in the sauce, so to speak.
Lost in the sauce. I love it. I believe your first single that scored was called Saturday.
Yep. Just can't wait till Saturday. Yes.
And it was a hit on the R&B charts. So
yes, it was.
Mission accomplished there, top 20.
Yep.
Bubbling
it
under on the pop chart.
Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that,
and then,
did that lead you to getting, you know, another spot on Soul Train or touring?
Oh, yeah, I you know, did Soul
Train. Did the rounds.
I toured and, you know, did some, a lot of work from that song, just going out there and performing and everything. But I also ended up, Luther Vandross and I, by him being in the group Chic, he and I became close friends, and he was the session contractor, kingpin of New York. So he introduced me to a lot of the session work here in New York, and I went on to work with a lot of different artists. And then,
like the Spinners.
Oh, the Spinners. But that was before I worked with the Spinners before I arrived in New York. I was in college.
Oh,
yeah,
you did that all by yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
I met because I was in college and they were touring and they ended up being in Ohio, Columbus, because I was attending Ohio State. But they were out. And they had a hit out called Then Came You, which included...
With Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
But Dionne Warwick, you know, as busy as she was, she couldn't do all of those dates with them.
Ah,
so
yeah.
They were looking for a female vocalist to do the leads on a number of dates that Dionne couldn't do. And I auditioned and worked with them and did that song with them.
Miss Wright, you've got the talent in the can.
Well.
My God, that is a blessing. I totally believe that blessing from the good Lord. Yes?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. What's that chorus? I never knew love before. Go ahead.
I never knew love like this before.
Then came you.
Came you. Oh, you know it. Go ahead.
Then came you. And then it had that great, like, kind of psychedelic. Oh my God!
Yes, that was. I love that song.
What, talk about like top notch talent production there. That song's for in an evergreen, right? An evergreen classic, folks.
And the Spinners were. What a talent.
Yeah. Well, listen, I just want to have our listening audience just have a little sample of your solo efforts. So I'm going to play just a little bit of Saturday here.
Okay.
Just here we go.
I can.
We'll be right back. Just like some old jerk, all I do is the work. I'm no robot, I just have to party. Ooh, and please my body. Let's go disco, meet the guys and gals, they're all my pals.
I just can't wait till Saturday.
Yes.
You're taking me back. Mm-hmm. You're taking me back.
Folks, you like that song, you go download it. I bought my copy on iTunes, and it's available everywhere. That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And that, yeah, I can hear Niall and Bernard's influence in that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, what an exciting time. You had a follow-up hit called High Society, too.
High Society, Sorcerer was also from that album.
Oh, two from the same album. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
So after that, like we would get back to, you were working with as a session artist, getting probably a lot of work.
A lot of work. I met Madonna and sang on her album. And I mean, just Change as well. And Luther Vandross, Aretha Franklin. I was out on the road with Freddie Jackson for a while, Shaka. Just a lot of work.
Those are really big names. Some big names in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I've also done some writing. I was another blessing. Worked with Kenny Burke, who wrote. He was originally one of the five Stair Steps, but he wrote a song, "Rising to the Top." And I am a co-writer on that and just did some, you know, some writing. I was multitasking, so to speak.
Multi-talented.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because it feels good to write from an artist's perspective.
Oh, I love to write. Yeah.
It's you're reaching in and I get it. I've written a couple of dance songs.
Even on my first album, there's a song that I co-wrote with a talented brother by the name of Denzel Miller. It's a song called This Is the Love. It's a ballad. So I started off with, a little songwriting. Niall and Bernard, you know, there was only so many songs I was going to get to write. But
did some of yours end up on some of the Chic albums?
No, Niall and Bernard pretty much wrote most of those songs, the majority of them.
I get that. Yeah, sure.
And they had the formula that worked. So,
mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that for a second. You're sensitive enough as an artist to reach in and collect thoughts and feelings and put it down on paper. Where do you think that comes from? Do you come from a family of artists?
Well, no, I don't come from, I'm probably, my sister Beverly rest her soul, she passed away in 2018. But she and I started singing together as children in church.
Oh.
That's where I initially started. I started singing in church.
In Tennessee.
Choir. Mm-hmm. I was born in Tennessee, started singing, in gospel choir, my sister and I, and I had a cousin, an older cousin, male cousin, that was really, he was seriously a singer, and he really listened a lot to Sam Cooke, and I would try and sing, I would hear him singing, and I would try to sound like him because I was so impressed with his voice. So that's where my initial interest started as a result of of him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to more of the present. You was it last year you came out with an album? And
yes.
Yeah. So that's great. A whole full album, one of the tracks.
Well, it was an EP, shorter.
Oh, okay.
I had six songs on there, and all of those songs are original songs that I, co-written. with other people, except for one. One of the songs that I did, I did I Like Love, which I Like Love was a song that was on my debut album that Niall and Bernard wrote. But it was such a fan favorite that folks, you know, a lot of my fans said, if you ever do redo one of the songs on the album, please do I Like Love. So I re-recorded that one. The producer that I worked with, his name is Sean Johns. His mom just happened to have been a classmate of Bernard Edwards. And Sean is a bass player and studied Bernard Edwards. So he produced this new version of I Like Love. And then the rest of my EP, which the EP is called Living and Loving Life, there the five new songs that I did, they were produced by Bert Price.
Yes, and folks, you can go download that at all major distribution
absolutely.
Sites.
Absolutely. It's on all digital platforms. And I'm planning to, you know, do some vinyl as I continue to.
Vinyl is still relevant. It's, if anything, it's come back stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, sir.
It's definitely an aesthetic that is in demand. I Like Love, the remixes, is its most current release from you. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Tweeka. From the EP, I released four singles. The first single was titled A Living and Loving Life, then Jump Street, which features Brian Jackson. Brian Jackson is the former partner of Gil Scott-Heron. Brian did all of a lot of Gil's music, but he's featured on Jump Street, which was a single. He's featured on Fender Rose. Then I released Tear Down These Walls, that's the title, and I feature Dennis Collins. We do a duet on that song, and I Like Love is the fourth single and the current single.
Yeah, let's just have a little sampler of that. It's the extended remix. I Like Love, it's out now, and it's actually charting, doing well on some of the major record pool charts that they have, like I believe Mass Record Pool in Massachusetts and Starfleet. Check it out, folks. Here it is, I Like Love. Don't go anywhere, Norma. I like that one. That's an assertive and strong vocal lead there on that
Thank
delivery.
Thank you. Actually, that version that you played, I believe that's the extended mix by Alex D. Cho. And Alex is a DJ that I've been really fortunate to work with him on some of the remixes. That actual remix was done by Bert Price, but Alex did an extended, funky version.
Yeah.
And Alex is from Italy.
Oh, nice. You got that Italian.
Yeah. He's
influence in there.
I used him on like three or four of the extended mixes that we did.
Did you know you and I have been on a remix together?
No, what? What? was it with First Ladies of Disco?
Yes, ma'am, it was.
I thought so.
Don't stop me now.
Yes, don't stop me now. Wow, we should have worked together on some.
We'll do it. I'll do your next one. I'll be a remix of that. It'll be fun. I'd love to do that.
Okay.
I'm remixing all the time for
that too. But yeah, I remember seeing your title as the remixer on "Don't Stop Me Now."
That was being promoted by one of Mothra's people. Maybe I forget who the gentleman's name was.
James Washington.
That's right. And I kind of got on at the last remixer or something. So it was a real fast situation. But it was the thrill of my life to work with all three of you. That's Martha Wash and
Linda Clifford.
Linda Clifford.
And
she's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I miss them. We will probably, in 2026 do some more music together.
I mean, I think
some shows or something.
Yeah, there's something special about the three of you, and then I know you and they interchange with other artists from that era. We're talking about First Ladies of Disco,
right?
I think in 50 years, 100 years from now, that will be a real special moment in time because if you think about all of the talent and histories that all of you guys bring together to make new songs and stuff. And Don't Stop Me Now, I mean, it was a smash Billboard Dance Club hit, top 10.
And a great, great song. Very, very strong song. I know that, I've been working, and who knows if the First Ladies of Disco, if we do end up doing some more music, new music together. I've been working with someone that's been promoting the music, which has been really so helpful, especially in Europe. Ray Caviano. Do you remember Ray?
Yeah, we're
Caviano
friends.
From back in the day. Oh, yeah.
He sends me all the new music that he's promoting. Yeah.
Oh, he's been so instrumental in me getting a lot of love out of Europe. And you're trying to also make some things happen here in the States, but it's not as easy here in the States as an independent artist.
Yeah, there's so many places to land. You've got the whole digital, like radio world,
and then to get to radio, if it's not internet radio, you got to spend a lot of money.
It does come down to the bucks. I mean, that's why being with a label that has a lot of resources and connections is a good thing. But but you can still resonate with the circuit DJs and things that. So as long as they're playing your music in clubs, that would result in downloads and streaming and stuff
and
like that.
And you've got to do your house mixes and that sort of thing just to get it really circulated out there and performing.
That's the number one thing. If you can still perform and get and have the gigs, that's where you're making the most connections with your audience.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Which I want to mention that speak of performing, Lucy Martin and I just finished with the Soul Train Cruise, which was a wonderful cruise. And we're going to be doing in February, from February, I think it's the 23rd to the 28th, we're doing the Ultimate Disco Cruise.
Where?
We're going to be, leave out of Miami, but we go to Mexico, and there's a some other islands. I don't know all the islands, but KC and the Sunshine Band, the Ohio Players, the Jacksons. That's going to be a great, great time. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Folks, if you want to go on that cruise, if we went to your website, is it too early to have a notice?
You can. You know what? No, absolutely. They actually, there's still some cabins left, but they need to just go to the website of the Ultimate Disco Cruise 2026. There's a website.
I'm so happy to hear that you're still into doing these tours.
Oh, yes. and I love it. I love the cruises. They're like vacations. And then you get to reconnect with friends and fans and some of the other artists. And it's I feel so blessed that, we are still. Thank God. Mm-hmm. That music resonated in such a way that people still want to party and dance and enjoy it. So
I mean, it lifts the soul. Good music lifts the spirits. We'll let you go. That was amazing. Thank you for your generosity with the time and updating and telling a little bit about your story. And I want to just say, come back anytime you'd like to.
And here. Thank you for having me, Tweeka. I really appreciate it. And
Making my day.
this I think, is joyful.
Yeah, I wanted to, not to boast too much, but we'll go out with my remix of Don't Stop Me Now with you.
Okay, and with me, Linda, and Martha, the first ladies of disco. All right. Okay, hon.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
And I want to thank all of the listeners. Thank you, guys.
Yes. And happy holidays to you and your family. And yeah,
thank you. Same to you. All right.
You're welcome. Bye bye now.
Okay, bye.
Folks, don't go anywhere. We're coming back at you with more guests. A couple of DJs coming on. Guy Scheinman, and hopefully we can get DJ Galaxy on here. And then a couple of in-studio folks coming in. Bernadette Bowen and Marco Middlesex, who actually has a radio show here. Right now, you're listening to my mix that we released a couple years ago. Top 10 Billboard Club hit, Don't Stop Me Now.